Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Anime Podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about how did Kawaki get his karma seal back. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is going to be spoiler filled. So if you don't know, you should probably go and read the latest Boruto chapter and then come back to this, right? But for those of you who know, you know, just a quick recap. Kawaki no longer has his karma seal, currently speaking, alright? And that is because Ishiki has consolidated, basically chose Jigen as his vessel. Didn't have much choice in the matter, he was forced to do so because of Amado's plan. Again, this is a recap, those of you should have watched it already. And I did a recap, so you guys are going to check out that recap episode, right? So Ishiki was forced to choose Jigen as his sole vessel. Therefore, anyone who has the karma seal with Ishiki's data would have been, that data would have been taken away, basically to prevent a duplicate Ishiki walking around, because Ishiki wants to be this, you just want one Ishiki, right? So because of that, Kawaki lost his karma seal. However, as many of us might have known, is that we saw in the beginning of Naruto, the Boruto manga, that while Boruto was facing off against Kawaki, the both of them had their karma seal. And to make this more important, the karma that Kawaki had was the same one that he had of the one that Ishiki won, right? The patterns are similar, right? And if you pay attention, you'll notice that Kawaki karma seal patterns is different from Boruto when it's activated, correct? And so that is the dilemma right now. How did Kawaki got his karma seal back, right? Everyone is caught up? Okay, that's what we're going to be discussing now. Now, how did he really got his karma seal back? That's really an open-ended question, because what I'm going to give you now is a theory that I think is plausible, right? But keep in mind that the car, as much as Amada gave us a lot of information, there's still not a lot of information. There might still be some information that he himself has not, don't know, correct? So we have to keep that in mind. But the most plausible theory that is currently occupying my mind is this. I believe that Ishiki was the one that gave Kawaki the seal. I think Kawaki was either on the scene when Ishiki died, and as a result, Ishiki chose him as his new vessel. Now, why do I say that? Now, probably Ishiki decided, probably didn't die, but probably decided, you know what, I'm going to put this karma seal on Boruto. Because it's something that can be done regardless of whether the person is going to die. It's just normally done when the person is going to die, because there's no reason to do it if you're not going to die. But there's a thing that we are not, that there's something that I want you guys to remember, is that Ishiki did not consider Jigen as the perfect host to facilitate his resurrection, right, in a sense. So that might be the reason why he might seek out Kawaki to implant back that karma seal on him, you know, to further to thing there, to eventually have the perfect body, which he thinks Kawaki is. Get what I'm saying? So that might be able to explain why Kawaki still has this karma seal. So it's either the two possibilities. Either Ishiki seeked out Kawaki to implant that karma seal on him, because again, Jigen body is not the perfect for him. You know, I think he said that Jigen body is not, its chakra, it has very little chakra, and it's not adapt to deal with chakra and all of these things, right? So he might have seek out Kawaki to give him back the karma seal, in that our Kawaki was on the scene when Ishiki was eventually killed, because we already know that he's not gonna die right now, right? And hopefully I'm thinking Dre is gonna escape, but Kashin coaching, but let's wait and see next chapter. But that's my theory. You know, because again, we obviously saw that Kawaki had the karma seal at the beginning of Naruto. I have to say that I'm really enjoying the Boruto manga. It's really, really, really good. You know, it's really good. I just pray and hope that the anime could do be at least a half as good as the manga. But you know, let's just pray that the manga goes ahead and get a lot of chapters, then they can start animating what's taking place in the manga. But that's my theory. That's what I think. That's what I think Kawaki retained is Karma Seal. I get back his Karma Seal. Right? Now, it's possible that in both of those ideas that I presented might be wrong. And the reason being is that even though we got a lot of information about the Karma Seal, we got this information from Amado, because Amado is a scientist and he might have studied these things. However, we're still not sure if that's all the information there is on the Karma Seal. Because keep again, the Otsukis are practically aliens that are new to this planet in a sense. Even though Ishiki and thinks Kaguya were here thousands of years ago and are responsible for the current Kaguya especially is responsible for what is considered shinobis or descendants or sons and all of that. However, again, I said, is that there's still not enough information for us to conclusively say, oh, you know what, this is exactly what happened. You know, there's a written rule that once a Karma Seal was placed on someone, if the host dies automatically, it reappears. You know, that's a wild theory. Like, the Karma Seal is not actively on Kawaki anymore because there's currently Jigen as the host, so Ishiki is, you know, but just in case Ishiki should die unexpectedly, the Karma Seal would reappear as a, you know, like a last line of defense. Who knows? That's a possibility as well. You get what I'm saying? So there's still a lot, enough information for us to conclusively say, yo, whatever this is that. But currently, I think the two theories that I gave earlier are the two plausible ones, most plausible at this point. So yeah, that's it. So let me know what you guys think. Alright? Let me know what you guys think about those theories that I share with you. And that's it for this episode. Stay tuned for more. I'm gonna be talking about how did they get Jiraiya's DNA in the next episode. And I have a lot more things to discuss with that chapter, you know. I did a quick recap, just a quick overview, but I'm gonna be fleshing it out going forward. So stick around for more. Alright? See you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. Bye-bye.